Praise his name. Let's stand together if you'd like. We bow our heads to open the service. Heavenly Father, truly we're so appreciative. Lord, your mercy and your grace. Father, it just goes beyond all human capability of understanding. Lord, the price you paid for us. Lord, how salvation, Lord, is just so freely given to us. Lord, I thank you. I praise your holy name for it. Pray that you would just bless everyone that's gathered in here tonight. Lord, meet our individual needs, whatever it may be. Look in our hearts. And Father, search our reins. Lord, that whatever we have need of, Father, meet it as my prayer tonight. That we may leave tonight, Lord, knowing it's been good to be here. We thank you. Now bless us now, I guess, again. May your will be done in everything. We ask this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. You happy to be out tonight?
Amen.
Such a wonderful privilege. Amen. Turn with me in our big books, if you would. Page 8. Like to sing. Oh, I want to see. Hallelujah. You want to see? It's coming close, saints. Amen.
As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on, through him I must win. And oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Here's all past, oh man, life ever to rejoice. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I'll cling more close to him. He will give me light. Satan's snares may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside, but my Lord goes ahead, leads where'er be tied. And oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. There's all past, oh my life, ever to rejoice. When in valleys low I look for the mountain high, and behold my Savior there, leading in the fight, with a tender hand outstretched toward the valley low, guiding me, I can see as I onward go. And oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever. Oh, hallelujah. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, oh, my life ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my bark, he does safely keep, and he leads me gently on through the world below. He's a real friend to me, amen. Oh, I found it so. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Sing that second to the last one again. When in valleys low I look toward the mountain high, and behold my Savior there, leading in the fight, with a tender hand outstretched toward the valley low, guiding me, oh, I can see. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I want to see. upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, roam at last, ever to rejoice. Amen. All saints, he's always watching over us, leading us and guiding us. Oh, he's wonderful. Page 29. Amen. I am resolved. Are you resolved? Determined? Amen. Everything within you.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Oh, things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. Oh, I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Oh, Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. Oh, I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. Oh, he is the true one, he is the just one, he hath the word, amen, hallelujah. Oh, I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Oh, Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. Oh, I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Oh, heed what he saith, do what he will, he is the living way. Amen. Oh, I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Oh, Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. Oh, I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the path of sin. Oh, friends may oppose me, foes may upset me, still will I enter in. Amen. Oh, I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Oh, Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. Oh, I am resolved, and who will go with me? Come, friends, without delay. Oh, taught by the Bible, led by the Spirit, we'll walk the heavenly way. Oh, I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Oh, Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee.
Amen. Are you hastening? Amen. Praise his holy name. Lord, come quickly. Amen. Page 7. Let's sing that before we... Thinking of the rapture. Amen.
I am thinking of the rapture in our blessed home on high, when the redeemed are gathering in. I will raise that heavenly anthem in that city in the sky, when the redeemed, amen, gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed,
saints will sing redemption stories with their voices clear and strong when redeemed our gathering is. Oh, then the angels all will listen, for they cannot join that song when redeemed. Savior will give orders to prepare the banquet board when redeemed our gathering is, and we'll hear his invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord, when redeemed our gathering is. Oh, when redeemed our gathering is, oh, it's like so. Oh, how we'll shout and how we'll sing. Oh, in redeeming. Amen. Sing it again. Oh, in redeeming our gathering is. Oh, words like snow and great pulses. Oh, how we'll shout and how we'll sing. Oh, in redeeming our gathering.
What a day that's going to be, saints. Praise his holy name. Amen. He's wonderful. Brother Hamilton, Luke, would you like to come? Praise his name. That's the blessing, if you will. Amen. I am determined. I've made up my mind. Amen.
I am determined. I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I am determined. I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I'll follow wherever he leads.
Have a request for him, something on your heart. Amen. Just hold it on your heart. If we bow our heads. Brother Gensel, would you take the request?
Gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this opportunity that we have to come into thy presence tonight.
Yes.
To worship you in spirit and in truth, and know that you hear our worship and follow it up.
Yes.
Thinking about these songs, when the redeemed are gathering in, we talk about how on that day we're going to be singing, but Lord, that little bride has a song in her heart today. She's already beginning singing
yes,
now. Jesus looking forward to that day when you come and get her and take her home. And,
yes.
And then talking about that banquet supper that you're going to prepare. And just what a wondrous thing we got coming, Lord. And we've been determined. We made up our mind. We're going to serve you all the way through, no matter what tests and trials Satan may bring our way.
Yes.
He that's in us is more than able to take care of him in the world. Lord, we just hold on to us, Father, as we travel down the straight and narrow path. It seems like, Father, we see so many are leaving to the right and the left. They're falling off and getting away from the Word. But Lord, just hold on to our hand and keep us on that straight and narrow path, your true word.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we just thank you that you're watching over us. Lord, you know every need in the building tonight, Father. Whatever it is, Father, you already know. We just ask, Lord, that you would just grant it. And Lord, just bless our service tonight. Lord, bless he who brings forth the word. Make it easy for him. May we be hungry and pulling. And Lord, feed us that word that you prepared for us today. And Lord, may there just be such a hunger, Lord, to accept that word for today that you're going to bring for us. And we just love and appreciate you. We just give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus Christ's name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise his holy name. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Would you have a song tonight, Karen?
What's all the noise in Jerusalem? What's the attraction on the hills? It's the poor people screaming and shouting. They just can't seem to keep still. Jesus, can't you make them quiet down? If I did, the rocks would have to cry out. For someone must fulfill the prophecy. Someone's got to raise their hands and shout. They rejoice.
They rejoice.
Their king came o'er the hill. They rejoice.
They rejoice.
The scriptures they fulfilled. The palm branches swinging. Such shouting and singing. Their king had arrived, they rejoice. Here we are at the end time. We know we're the ones that Zechariah sees. We're just poor people screaming and shouting. We're waiting for our soon coming king.
Can anybody make us quiet down?
If they did, the rocks would have to cry out. For someone must fulfill the prophecy. Come on, let's raise our hands and let's all shout. Let's rejoice.
Let's rejoice.
Our king will soon appear. Let's rejoice.
Let's rejoice.
The scriptures will fulfill. With our praises ringing, such shouting and singing. Our King is coming soon, let's rejoice. Hosanna,
Hosanna.
Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Our King is coming soon, let's rejoice.
Rejoice in your heart. Amen. Sing Hosanna. Hallelujah. He's coming soon. Saints. Praise his name. Let's stand together, if you will, as we ask our brother Tim to come sing the little chorus. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I don't know. It's just on my heart. Come to me. Thank you, Lord. Are you thankful, saints? What he's done for you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Oh, thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Oh, thank you, Lord, for giving to me.
people we ought to be.
Amen.
Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. How we should. Hallelujah. Let's just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just truly do love you and appreciate you. Thank you, Lord, for ISAB to see you. For saving my soul, Lord, and for the desire that burns there tonight, Lord, to be associated and gathered around your precious word. And Lord, we've just come as a humble people tonight, Lord, hungry, asking you to feed us with thy precious word. Lord, that we might draw strength, draw closer, grow higher, Lord, whatever you see fit for us in our lives this night. And Lord, we just ask that you will bless your word, bless it to our ears to hear. Lord, give us revelation and understanding. Lord, may it somehow prick our heart greater than maybe it has before. And Lord, just move me out of the way that my lips would say only those things which you would have said, Lord, that it, through it all you would receive the glory and the honor that's due you. In the lovely, precious name we ask these things. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to his name. He is so precious.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. While you're still standing, let's turn our Bible to John, the 6th chapter. Amen. Just a little something the Lord laid on my heart, something we've heard very often. But I just feel pressed to read these things and pray that our brother even mentioned some of this Sunday morning. And it may sound like we're just repeating and being a parrot possibly, but God's word is inspired.
Yes,
and if we come hungry, God can anoint the word to our hearts. I'm just going to read it. I'm just a mouthpiece. But by God's grace, we're here to draw closer to him. We're here to be a people that is separated out for his purpose.
Yes.
And may we truly give it our all. Amen. John 6 chapter, start there at the 43rd verse. Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, "Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. And it is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. And every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. But just catch those few little nuggets. "Come to me, except the Father which has sent me draw him." And then he says, "It is written in the prophets, they shall be all taught of God." What no man there, taught of God. Catch the importance of some of those things. "And every man therefore hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." And let's turn over here, just put it fresh in our minds, John the 14th chapter. Just to kind of have it fresh so you're kind of dwelling upon it. John 14, start there at the 15th verse. "But if ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. But the Comforter," the 26th verse, "but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And 15:16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you."
Amen.
And I want you to keep those things in our heart as we think about that. The Spirit of truth, as our pastors ministered on many times and taught on. I'm just exhorting tonight, but I just want to read some things the prophet said, and I want it to, maybe it'll strike our hearts a little greater.
Amen.
You know, we've all been taught of man, every one of us. From the time we're born, we're taught of man. Our father in the natural, he raises us up and he's teaching us. We move from that into a school and there's a teacher teaching us, man teaching us their ways. And we go through all those steps all the way up through life, and then maybe we come in contact with the church. And we get in, and then maybe we're taught of a pastor or a teacher, a prophet, an evangelist. And that's what we want. We want to be taught by the fivefold ministry. But we never want to forget that we're to be taught of God. And we want to make sure that the Comforter abides within us. And they're not, we're just not, the ministry can be 100% right, but if we're not right, the teaching's going to do us no good. And I'd just like to catch some of the things Brother Branham said here, and it's just kind of echoing. Our pastor even mentioned these things. But we can look around and we see the lack of revelation in many. And sometimes it's so obvious to look and say, oh, as we said, the Catholic Church, we look at, they're so far away. And we look at the other denominations and we say, oh, they're so far away. And we look at message churches and we say, oh, they're so far away. But as our brother mentioned Sunday, one word, and we're so far away. Amen. And that's where it's got to come down in a reality in our lives. And I think sometimes we've missed that as an importance. As being a group of believers, we believe the mysteries, and sometimes that's been pounded into us so great. I believe Brother Branham was a prophet. I believe in the changing of the soul. I believe in marriage and divorce. Those are all things that we must believe in. But it's got to be a divine revelation down on the inside of our lives and hearts. Peter and them disciples had the word. They had heard the word. It had been spoken to them. They could repeat it. But till they went into that upper room and came out of there, it wasn't lodged down on the inside in the reality. Because Peter hid. He didn't want to be identified at first. But oh, when the revelation came into his life and the baptism of the Holy Ghost struck and that seed sprung to life, there was a boldness came forth and he was proud to be identified. He preached the word of God with boldness, and there was a reality in his heart and life that shone forth like never before. And the people that heard him was pricked in their heart. Oh my, you go back and read the book of Acts some and just start to dwell upon what the power of the Holy Ghost can do in an individual's life. Yes. We've made it of none effect to us. We've let man's teaching sometimes steal that away from us of what the Holy Ghost really is. We've seen men say, well, I got the Holy Ghost, I can control television. I got the Holy Ghost, I can control these things. I can partake of these things because I got the Holy Ghost. Our prophet was well filled with the Holy Ghost, and he never took that attitude. But that's an attitude of man that can be carried in. And we must make sure we guard against everything of man and get back to the Word of God. And a direct revelation from God, not from me, not from our pastor, not from any man, but from God's Word, that it'll stand the test of time. Oh, my, the brother mentioned the two young men. And you stop and think about that. You must have a revelation from God, not the education of men. Amen. Not someone I look up to, someone I think is great or wonderful, but I must have a revelation from God. That's right. Yeah. And a revelation from God brings about results in this flesh body. Yes, amen. Let's read here, and this is in Christ as the mystery of God revealed. And this was preached in 63, July 28, 63, about halfway down on page 44. Oh, notice. The Holy Ghost is the only revealer of the divine revelation of Christ. There is no school can do it, no scholar can do it, no man, how well educated, how godly, or anything else. There is no man can do it. I could sting hard here. How many is Christians born again? Raise up your hands, filled with the Holy Ghost. All right, here we go then. All right, notice. And he will only do it to the predestinated. That's exactly. All the Father has given me will come, and no man can come except the Father has given him to me first. Look at them priests saying, this man is Beelzebub, he's a fortune teller, he's a devil. And that little woman walking around there living with six husbands, she was living with five and had the sixth one then, and Jesus said, go get your husband and come here. She said, I have no husband. He said, yes, you've got six, you had five, and the one you're living with now is not your husband. And she said, sir, what? The light struck that seed, and when it struck them priests, they said, this man's a fortune teller. They seen the same works done. They saw the same vindication come forth. To so say, they heard the same word. But oh, when it struck her, it says, but a hybrid come up as far as organization, but died from there on. But this woman was not a hybrid. Sir, I perceive, and I can see her big, pretty eyes shine up like that. Tears running down her cheeks. And she said, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet, and I'm looking for a Messiah. And when that Messiah comes, he'll do the very same thing, and he'll tell us these things. He said, I am he. And, oh, Lord, she left her pot. Here he is. Come see a man who has told me these things. What was it? The light struck the seed that was life was in there, and it came forth. And he said, same thing today. Now, when we hear the word, I wonder If we see that in our lives, do we have that stimulation? Do we feel that in our lives? Whereas I've heard that before. Yeah, Brother Bram said that. Amen. I know all about that. I heard that. Read that book 50 times. But or is it, amen, I see that. Yes. Hallelujah, it's grabbing a hold of me, and I know. Amen. It's not just something, yep, that's what the church believes. That's the way the church says it. I agree with that. But there's something done on the inside. You couldn't constrain that little woman when it struck her heart. Amen. She had to tell everybody. She didn't care, and she was telling them all the sin that was in her life when she got there to tell them. I had five husbands, and I'm living with one I shouldn't be living with, but let me tell you, he just told me all that. She didn't care who knew at that point, and she didn't turn back to that. It was a forward battle at that point. It was a moving on with Jesus Christ. Amen. From there forth, something struck in a hole, got a hold in her life. Amen. Let me turn here in the message, the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is in the Church Age book. Just read something here. This is on page 13. The importance of revelation by the Spirit to a true believer can never be overemphasized. Revelation means more to you than perhaps you realize. And I'm not talking about this book of Revelation and you. I'm talking about all revelation. It is a tremendously important to the church. Do you remember in Matthew 16 where Jesus asked the disciples this question, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and some Jeremiah, one of the prophets." And he saith unto them, "But who say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And the Roman Catholics say that the church is built upon Peter. Now that is really carnal. How could God build a church upon a man so unstable that he denied the Lord Jesus and cursed while doing it? God can't build his church upon any man born in sin. But it wasn't some rock lying there as though God had allowed the ground at that spot. It isn't as the Protestants say the church is built upon Jesus. It was the revelation read it in the way it is written, "Flesh and blood hath not revealed it to you, but my Father hath revealed it. And upon this rock of revelation I will build my church." And the church is built upon revelation and on "Thus saith the Lord." How did Abel know what to do in order to offer a proper sacrifice to God? And our brothers mentioned this many times. By faith he received the revelation that it was blood. Cain didn't get such a revelation, even though he had it by a commandment. And I want us to think about that. Amen. By a commandment. I can have a commandment that I know. I wrote a few things down here. We'll just start, as I used television a long time ago there, we'll just use that one. I can have by commandment I shouldn't have TV. I can have that by a commandment. Internet. I can have the what's wrong with the internet by a commandment. Cutting my hair, I can have that by a commandment that I shouldn't cut my hair. Raising my children in the way that they should go, I can have that by a commandment that I have to whip my children. I can have, as a wife, I can have as a commandment that I have to respect my husband and he has to be the ruler over me. Modest dressing. I can have by a commandment that I'm to dress modestly. But in all of those things, having them by a commandment, they'll never please God. Somewhere it will fail. Somewhere my modest dressing will not be so modest. Somewhere someone will come along and say, "It's okay to trim the ends of your hair," and I'll trim the ends of my hair. Somewhere it'll come along and I'll just feel that I don't have to respect my husband. I have a right to make this decision, and I'll make it. Because without revelation, it is impossible to please God. That's right. Amen. And we must, it can't just be a commandment to us, but it must be a revelation. And the revelation only comes by having a genuine new birth down on the inside. Amen. And not, I claim to be born again, not that I was told I was born again, but by a revelation I know that my body is coming subject to this precious word. I don't long for the things of the world anymore. I don't long to go the places I used to go, but by God's grace, I can see the Word controlling my heart and my life. My home is clean and pure before the Lord. My thoughts, my eyes, my ears, what they look at, what they listen to, I can see the change that came over me when I received the revelation of what Christ was looking for in this day. Amen. And that's the vindicated, manifested Word for this day. As I hear the Word, if that seed's in there, it'll strike it and you'll become the Word. But if it's not in there, we won't become the Word, and we'll just continue to go on as a professor and not a possessor of that life. But it must be a genuine revelation. And we've got to see, by reading the things that I read, it's the little foxes that eats the vine. And we must guard against Satan, because he's going to try in the slightest and easiest ways to creep in amongst us and to get whatever he can get. And we must make sure that we're prayed up and in the Spirit and being led by the Spirit. For those, as the Scripture says, for they that are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. And that Spirit will not lead us contrary to anything, contrary to this precious Word. But we must make sure. But this is where it's checking up time for us. There's a rapture fixing to take place. And as our brother preached not too long ago, the rapture is a revelation. And we must make sure, because it's going to take place, Brother Branham said. And there's going to be many, just like in the days of Jesus, he said, I thought Elias must come first. And they're going to be saying, well, I thought there was supposed to be a rapture. And the rapture is going to be gone, and nobody, they missed it. Amen. It's going to come as a thief in the night. When they say peace, it'll be sudden destruction. Yes, and we're living in that time. It's upon us. And any day, God could call that little bride home. But we want to make sure that we know exactly where we're standing and that we are identified with the revelation that's burning in our heart. We're just not like a lot of others that's floating along saying, I got a revelation. You know, everyone you see that's trimming their hair, drinking a booze, whatever, they're claiming they got a revelation. But their life has proven something different than what the Word we have on printed page said would be in this day. He says, even though he had it, a commandment, so he couldn't offer the right sacrifice. It was a revelation from God that made the difference and gave Abel eternal life. And you might take what the pastor says or what the seminary teaches, and though it might be taught to you with eloquence, until God reveals to you that Jesus is the Christ and that is the blood that cleanses you and that God is your Savior, you will never have eternal life. It is a spiritual revelation that does it. Amen. And my, how we ought to be crying out to God, especially as this late hour. Lord, make sure, checking up, making sure that I line up with this Word, not with my church, not with my creed or my thought or my idea, but it's back to the Word and back to the Scripture, what the Scripture said would be. Amen. We must never just float along and say, well, that's how I feel about it. We must make sure that it goes back into the Word. Amen. Speaking about that little prostitute again, this is in the Message Investment, January 26, 63. And it may sound like I'm repeating, but I just felt pressed to read these same ones about her over and over again. So that's what I'm going to read. Amen. This is on page 27, 231. But as soon as that struck that little prostitute in that condition, if it could have warned that prostitute in that condition, what it ought to do to the Pentecostal church who claims to have the Holy Ghost. See what I mean? I hope it don't go over your head. See what it ought to do to us. But as soon as it flashed on that little woman, she never said, you're Beelzebub. Look at her. She said, sir, I perceive you're a prophet. And we know, and we're looking for one to come. And we haven't had a prophet for hundreds of years, but we know that the Messiah is going to be a prophet. And we know that he will tell us the things that when he comes. And Jesus said, I am he. Now she said, show me a man that could tell her that would certainly be honest, because he had the Word. And the Word was with him, for the Word come to the prophet. And he had the true interpretation of it, for he was the Word. And as soon as it struck her, she was interested in a policy right away. She wanted an investment right quick. She wanted some of that water that she didn't have to come to the well to draw. As soon as she seen it, it set her heart afire. And down into the city she went and said, come see a man who has told me the things I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah? Isn't this what the Messiah is supposed to be? And the Bible said the people of the city believed Jesus because what he had done to that woman, her testimony caused that city to turn. And how, I wonder if our lives, our testimony, not what I can say with my mouth, but can my life's testimony turn a sinner to God? Can it turn that someone? We're not looking for a great big movement of trying to fill this church up, but God said that he would add to the church daily such as should be saved. And there's going to be those that's going to come in. And when you look at the mess of the so-called Pharisees of today that have turned their back and they got their stiff back, look then what Jesus Christ done. He turned to the prostitute. He turned to the thief on the cross. Look at the little one that came and washed his feet. Look what happened. Look at the one, the woman that was taken in adultery and he wrote in the sand. And God in this day is going to prove that he is still God. And his word remains the same. And he may bring in the awfulest looking person you've ever seen. And set them in here and raise them up to his glory and honor to prove that he can change a life 100% to match that precious word. And if we don't want to be a people that want to be a true worshiper and truly in the Spirit and truly serving God with all that's in us, he'll throw us aside. If we're in that lukewarm condition, he's going to spew us out of his mouth. And it don't matter where we go to church. It's we must be in the church. And that is all that matters with a genuine new birth and a revelation burning down on the inside that brings my body and my life and my mind subject to that precious word to make it match 100%. But it's got to be a reality to us. It's not a story. It's not something we've heard all these years. And, oh, yeah, I know, I've heard that read. No, it's got to become more to us than that. Oh, it's got to be real. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is in the fourth seal. I don't have paragraphs, but it's on in the seal book on page 298, down about the bottom of the page. We've tried education. We've tried dictatorship. We've tried psychology. We've tried denomination. And we've seen all of that. Yes. I'll put you on restriction. I won't let you talk to nobody. I'll kick you out of my church. It didn't work. It never brought a people to be what they needed to be. We've tried everything to push everybody together, love everybody together, and anything else. There is no other place of fellowship but under the blood, yet the only ground that God meets man. And God always deals with one individual. Two men have got two ideas. There never was two major prophets on the earth prophesying at the same time. Look back and see if there was. No, sir. Too much scruppled up. He's got to get one man completely surrendered and use that person. And he searches for that person, but there will be one sometime. Somebody who will listen to him word by word. And I don't care what anybody else says. They'll never move from it. That's right. They'll wait on thus saith the Lord. And they won't move until then. And he'll be properly vindicated. Oh, we've seen it. Thank God for eyes to see that we've seen it was vindicated. But the elected seed, the predestinated seed, like it was in the days of Jesus, when that light flashes, that seed will come to life like that. You know it. You will understand it. You won't have to say a word about it. She said, sir, I perceive you're a prophet. And I know the Messiah when he comes, he's supposed to. He said, I am he. Boy, that was enough. She didn't have to tarry all night. She didn't tarry till the next night. She had it right then, and she was on her road, and she was telling them all about it. It grabbed a hold. She didn't have to wait about it. She didn't have to go home and, well, let me think about this. Let me go research this. But when God revealed it, it was instant. It was there in her heart, and the stimulation came forth with it to prove her works, that he had been revealed to her who she was speaking to. Amen. Many people claimed they seen Brother Brennan was a prophet, but they failed to see Jesus Christ in the word form as he came forth in this day. And may we not miss it, but may we have our eyes open and enlightened and pay attention that little things matter. Every word must be important in our lives. Amen. Let me see. I feel like I missed a quote. Just a second. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Amen. I did. I thought I had another book with me. I must have left it outside. That's okay. Amen. We'll go over here. This is, go back into here into the Christ is the mystery of God revealed. And this is on page 41. But just Brother Branham speaking, as he says here, he says, we'll start here at paragraph 292. Look at them scholars of that day, those Jews, very fine men, their organizations of Pharisees, Sadducees, and Herodians. Whatever they might be, see, all their great organizations. And Jesus said, you're blind, you lead the blind. Well, did Isaiah speak of you? You have ears and can hear and eyes that you can't see. Because Isaiah said this in the Spirit, therefore the God of heaven has blinded your eyes. And you're doing like Eve did, accepting the intellectual side and know nothing of the Spirit of God. Therefore, won't they all fall in the ditch? Both the leader and the blind too. The leader will fall with the blind because he's blind also. The leader fall, the blind leading the blind, they both fall in the ditch. And God alone holds this key. And he expressed the same thing in previous scripture there a while ago when I read it, when he said, "Who does man say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And Peter said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." I kind of got that. Let's drop down here. He says, "So there is no school, no theologian, no techniques of the Bible among any school that knows anything about it. They cannot know nothing about it. It's impossible for them to know anything about it. God has hid the senses of knowing it from the very elected intellectual teachers. He said elected teachers and everything else. It's a personal, individual affair with the person that Christ has revealed to them. And if you say he's been revealed to me, and then the life that Christ produced here in the Bible, that same life is in him, does not produce itself in you, then you've got the wrong revelation. If I put the life of a pumpkin into the life of a pear tree, it would bear pumpkins. By their fruits you shall know them." Exactly right. And if the first you put out a tree, a grapevine, and it put out a bunch of grapes, the first shoot it put out brought grapes, the next one brought out lemons, and the next one brought out pears, and the next one brought out apples, there is some kind of grafted affair in there that's bearing its own life. Every denomination will bear life of itself. But if that original vine ever puts out another shoot, it will bear grapes like it did the first time. And if the life of Jesus Christ ever puts out another body of believers, it'll bear the fruits that the first one did. They'll write a book of Acts behind it because it'll be the same life. You see what I mean? You just can't get away from it. It's the life of Christ is in you, been injected in you by the Holy Spirit itself, living its life through you. And I wonder tonight as we hear this precious word, are we truly seeing that in our lives? Or do we just say amen and we got things that we don't agree with, we let things slide, we don't worry about this and we don't worry about that, but we're still following a message. We're still saints. Satan said he can make people, as our brother brought it out, he can make us think we're Christians when we're not. And it's time that each one of us make sure that we're toeing the mark, walking the walk and living a life that matches that word 100%. We must. For what we are here is what will be there. And I want to make sure that I know Enoch had this testimony before his translation that he pleased God. What a testimony. And we're not above having that same testimony. It should be the same in that little bride's heart and life. She has to know. For this is the day that you will know that I am in the Father. The Father's in me and I in you. Amen. May it truly be more than just words to us, saints. We've heard these things many times. We've heard them all the time. But we see it. It's coming down to the close of time. And may we truly give it all our all. May we truly be searching our lives and making sure, have I slacked off? Have I let down here? Have I let something slide in? Am I letting down the bar? This is in the God who is rich in mercy. Preached, you sisters can come to the instruments, January 19th, 1965. There's only three saved out of the entire group: Moses, Caleb, that's page 13, paragraph 83, and Joshua. The rest of them perished in the wilderness, and Jesus said so in St. John, the 6th chapter. God in mercy would not let them perish, because with the rest of the unbelievers, they all died right there in the wilderness, and they are dead. God saved Moses and the eagle believers because that they had respect to his word. And today, friend, the only way that we can ever have favor with God is rich in mercy today, but we've got to respect what he said about it. And you just can't take what somebody else said. You've got to take what God said. And he said, "Let every man's word be a lie and mine true." And today we're told that all you have to do in many places is join a church, have a creed or something like that, say a prayer, put your name on a book, or be sprinkled or baptized a certain way. Something like that, that's all you have to do, but that's wrong. To be an eagle of God, you've got to follow the word day by day, and you've got to continue to feed upon the word. Amen. And may that be our desire greater than anything. Amen. God has so graciously provided us a place together. And he's so graciously give us the word and brought back to our attention. Look at the things that has been stressed through the Holy Spirit back to our hearts and our lives and how grateful we should be. But you know, I want to read this in Romans, the 9th chapter, and it's in the 11th verse if you want to follow along. But saints, we see so many people think because they're in this message, that's all there is to it. But I like how Paul, when he quoted Jesus speaking back years and years ago, "For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good of evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. And it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that hath shown mercy. And saints, may we never forget that. It don't matter how many good works I've got to give or how great I've been. Jacob was a shyster and was into many things. Looked like he couldn't be the one. But God works and chooses who he will and ordained those ones he chose to bear much fruit. And may we be those ones, a portion of those ones that will bear that fruit for him. But oh my, saints, God is looking for a life. He's looking. It's time. He's going to come and get that little bride. And may we be ready. Amen. I believe God's placed us here and give us the word and give us a little building together in. I believe God pulled each one of us that's gathered here together. He placed each one here. But maybe there's only two of us going to make it out of here. I don't know. But let's pray and cry out to God that this whole little group would be that group that would stand there on that day and walk down those streets of gold together. But oh, it's coming soon, saints. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Hallelujah. I pray that somehow you take something from it that will encourage you. Our brothers mentioned that many times, but it's got to be a revelation, and that's got to be the most important thing. It will never hold. And you know, I heard a brother say that one time. He said, you know, you look around the church and you sometimes see somebody that looks like they're so on fire for God. And somebody over here is all slumped down and they don't look like there's anything going on in their life. And he said, you let 6 months to a year go by, and that one that looked like he was on fire, he's all slumped down. And the one that was slumped on, he's the one that took off and went with the Lord. But you know, that brother that said that has slid tremendously away from the word. And you see that in his life. And here he said that. But now he can't see that he's the one that's sliding. But I pray to God, Lord, keep my eyes soft where I can see. Keep my heart humble, Lord. And don't let me be lifted up that I have pride. But Lord, keep me humble and let me see that it's only your mercy and your grace that I can stand here, Lord, and that I have a desire in my heart to follow you and to be all that you want me to be. But oh, it's his amazing grace. Amen. Sing that little chorus. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul again as our brother comes.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Scripture here that as Brother Timothy was bringing his message and what he was saying there, and thinking about again how the Holy Spirit always seems to know exactly what we have need of. Amen. No man, no person, it's Jesus Christ. Amen. The Holy Spirit is here with us and guiding us. And I always am so thankful when I can see God confirming when you're in the right way. You're walking the paths of righteousness. And I think of this scripture as you know, because there's many things that come up, saints. There's many things, just like this ordeal these two young men was here. But there's always something that tries to creep in, or tries to come along, or someone trying to take away or add to the word. But I think of this scripture, and we, as we stand here as a group tonight and together in unity, it says here in 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, and begin at the 11th verse. Actually, I'll start the 10th verse. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Right? I'm sure we understand what he's saying here. See, we understand the ways of a man because I'm a man. Right? If I wasn't a man, I wouldn't understand those ways of man. But he says here, even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. He says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Oh, hallelujah. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth.
Amen.
Comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Amen.
Amen. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know him or know them. And you can see when somebody doesn't have the Holy Ghost and you're trying to present that word, they just can't know it. They just can't get it. They can't understand what the word's saying. You see? Because they are spiritually discerned or understood. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. We have the mind of the Word. Amen. Now, if we want to give our own ideas and what we think the prophet said or the scripture says and not be revealed to us, you know, not have it by revelation, then we would have it all twist up and we wouldn't have the mind of Christ. But it's when it's revealed to us, when it's revealed to you, you have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
You know what God knows. Amen. Because God has revealed it to you. You have the same Spirit in you. That's God himself. You see, because that's how we know what he knows,
Amen.
Because he reveals it, and we're part of him.
Amen.
Oh, my. It's just like the Spirit of man. See, I understand what a man is because I am a man.
Amen.
So I understand what God wants and how he does things because I am... have the Spirit of God in me.
Amen.
Same way with anybody's born again.
Amen.
Oh my, so you know exactly what God wants. You ain't twisting things all up. You know exactly what God wants.
Amen.
Hallelujah, and it's amen.
Amen.
And I can't think but one other thing. When I see by grace that if you're in that condition with God, mercy rewrote my life.
Amen.
Because if it wasn't for God's mercy, my life would still be
amen.
A rotten mess.
Amen.
But mercy rewrote it all together. Amen. So let's sing a little chorus as we dismiss.
Mercy rewrote my life.
Just think about it. Oh, how it's rewrote your life.
Mercy rewrote my life. I should
yes, Lord.
Rewrote my life.
precious Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you so very much for the precious word that our ears has been blessed to hear this evening. Realizing, Lord, that if it wasn't for your mercy, we would not understand what was spoken. But because of mercy, as we wrote our lives, we know the ways of God. It's been revealed. And Lord Jesus, we ask that you continue to reveal to our hearts and place within inside of us a tremendous revelation. The revelation of the entire Word of God. No wonder we should, as our brother mentioned again and what the prophet said, cry out for revelation. And Lord, how we should more than anything in this life. Lord, there should be a constant crying out to make sure. And Lord, how it stirs within our heart to do so by seeing the time and the age we're living in. When, Lord, it seems like so many things distract people from the purpose that they've been sent here for. But Father, may we truly attend upon you without any distractions. And there's all kinds of distractions thrown at us every day. There's all kinds of materialism, spiritual things, high places. Oh God, all kinds of things to take us and try to stir us and take us away from thy word. We ask, Lord, that you would help us in this little place. Oh God, and a little bride, wherever she may be, but Lord, I pray that you'll help us. Oh God, lay upon our hearts the very things that you want us to know. Let us see. Give us eyes salve to see. As our brother mentioned, keep our eyes soft and tender. Oh God, penetrate our hearts that the Lord will know the ways of God. We pray now that you'll lead us and guide us by thy great Holy Spirit. May you just take us completely over, Lord, as we see each day passing by. And Lord, we've finished another day, Lord. Here we've come to an evening. And Father, another 24-hour cycle is about to end in about 3 hours. And Lord Jesus, this day is history. And what we did today, Lord, there's no way I can bring it back. There's no way, Lord, I can change it. But Lord Jesus, one thing about it, if it wasn't what you want, you can change us, Lord. And you can turn us completely around to what we need to be. Amen. So we ask now that you would do that by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh God, may a reality of God be lived in our lives. Thank you for your mercy and grace now. Bless us. Bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry. We ask in your glorious, most precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, saints, keep in mind, I know I mention this once in a while, but it's good to refresh your mind to it, but keep in mind with a couple coming that's, I'm sure, not had the teaching you've had, we may go back to some things as the Holy Ghost leads. Amen. So, like I say, don't get discouraged.
No.
Don't think I'm senile. Just ask God to have his way. Amen. There just might be something you missed.
Amen.
Amen. Because it seems like, as well, the word tells us it's inspired. So it just keeps getting greater and greater and greater. And there might be just something that'll catch that never caught before.
Amen.
Now, same we will. Just kind of give you a little warning. I don't know. I just pray and I wait on the Lord, you see. And I just say, Lord, you know every one of us. But just remember a little thing Jesus said. He left the 99 and went after that one sheep.
Amen.
So don't never forget that. God knows what everybody wants. Everybody needs. You,
Amen.
Me, and whoever is here. You see? And he knows who's elected.
Amen.
So we just pray God will help us to feed the lambs and sheep of God.
Amen.
Whatever God sees we have need of.
Amen.
Because he knows what we need.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. I love you with all my heart. Mercy rewrote my